The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 26th of April 2024. If it's a Friday, that means it's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. We've got lots to talk about, Eric Sawyer III and I. It's NBA playoff time. The Lakers are down 3-0 against the Nuggets. I think I'm correct, the Nuggets. Look at this list right now. There's lots of sports to talk about. That's right, Nuggets versus Lakers. Nuggets are up 3-0 in that series in the Western Conference. It's regatta time again. I want to talk about the Team Bahamas for World Relays. And then there's lots of news in today's sports sections. But to start the show, I have an important notice. I want to say good morning to Mr. Jack Colebrook. Dear BPL, Mr. Jack Colebrook has been having a persistent and consistent problem with the street lighting in his neighborhood. In particular, the street light on the road in front of his house has been malfunctioning for the last 2.5 years, according to Mr. Colebrook. He has requested the attention of BPL staff to number 33 Comfort Street to assess the condition of the streetlight, in particular the one immediately opposite his house and the other streetlights in the immediate community. Again, I say good morning, Jack Colebrook, and good morning to the staff at BPL. And I want to acknowledge, while I send this request out, we know that BPL staff are working hard. To some extent, they are overwhelmed by the tasks in front of them. Yesterday, traveling through the inner city, I was pleased to see what I presume is the beginning of hurricane preparedness maintenance, trimming of trees, clearing of lines. This is good. This is comforting to see as I made my way to Comfort Street. Producer, I see the caller on the line. Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, Bremen. Turn your radio down for me.
Yes, I just did.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We need justice, law, and Bahamas here.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, Aaron, what I want to say to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stairs that goes from Mason's Addition to Fort Wayne Castle.
Mm-hmm.
For years, they were dilapidated.
Mm-hmm.
They need a massive overdone.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be repaired. And I hope so Southern Authority would, you know, just deal with it because it's been like that for years.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, man. So here's what I was thinking just as you said that. The constituency office, right, should facilitate, the constituency office should facilitate the cleanup and sort of renovation of that space so that the immediate residents of that community could develop cultural and economic initiatives to drive tourists and Bahamians to that area to experience that feature, that cultural feature, historic feature, and you facilitate, I mean, you help them set up a small company, the legal part, the structural part, the economic part in terms of grants and access to resources, so that they can clean it up, allow the government to make an infrastructural assessment, and then the community with the company determine how they want to use that historic cultural feature to restore the community socially and culturally, or to become an economic mechanism to drive funds into the country. A text there that says, Miss Green, did you buy your broom for Mr. Sawyer? Because the Lakers are about to get sweep. Don't worry, I can't wait to see him. I will have that gift. Another text, great show as usual. Streetlights malfunctioned. Well, our government was malfunctioning for the last 10 years. Well, texter, that's a text. We go to the phone line producer. Good morning, caller.
Greetings from the land of LeBron's greatest fans.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, because today is the day that we start this trend of history making.
So y'all going, I could see it right
I
now.
I have a feeling we'll be the first team to come back from 3-0. Yes, I may. It may seem daunting, but so did it seem in 2016.
Yeah, I mean,
we came back against the Warriors.
Now that's 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The LeBron of today is not the LeBron of yesterday. Has he?
Well, you know, 4 years ago we won the bubble championship, and everybody said it's not a championship, but had he lost the championship, they'd have been saying he couldn't even win the bubble championship.
This
but that's
true.
Just the haters out there.
Yeah, yes, this is true.
4 years later now, let's make more history, man. Let's do that again.
So listen, let's go into it in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, the Celtics get beat. There's somebody out there who's listening. Trust me, Mr. Henry Miller. You're listening, sir. And your team get beat. I only love to see the Celtics get beat because I like to see you wallow in grief. You, sir. You.
But can Jimmy Butler and the Heat pull it out and beat what has been a spectacular Celtics team this season?
They can beat the Celtics. I mean, the Celtics can be beaten by any team in the East if
absolutely.
They're not on top of their game.
No, man, absolutely.
They kind of soft. Like, they could play, but they kind of soft.
Yeah.
So if you muscle them up, they can be beaten.
You can take their nerve.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on.
Cavaliers and Magic, 2-1.
But the Cavs did very well at home. They did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Win games at home, and the Magic won last night, won by nearly 40 last night. So,
yeah.
You know, home court advantage is what it is right now.
2-1 in that series. Mr. Sawyer,
yeah.
Pause for a second. Producer, let's take this call. I have a feeling there's somebody who want to talk to you, Mr. Sawyer. Good morning, caller.
Hi, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Great. So, you have Sawyer in the studio this morning, and what he's doing, the only thing he could do is pick on the Celtics. I don't want him to be siding with my Heat. I don't want him to be doing that.
Oh, my goodness.
What I want him to do is give me a clear and firm explanation as to what is going on with the Los Angeles Lakers. I want you to sweep your front door first, sir, before you can go to anyone else. Talk to me. I'm listening.
Honestly, you want honest truth?
Sweet, because I can get on Pearly later on. Because not even talking to Pearly and letting Pearly know. I can get on Pearly later on this evening. But I want you, and I can get on Muff too. I want you, before you, see, because, you know, Miss Greening would be too hard on you. She can, you know, give you them little cushion treatment, right? But I'm not, all right? Sweet, get a big brush and sweep your front door first before you could go over to the Celtics. I don't want you siding with the Heat.
So, Carla, let me ask you a question. 23 three-pointers in game 2, right? He hit 23 three-pointers. Will they need to be able to do that again? Will they need to be able to do that 2 or 3 more times to stay alive in the series with the Celtics, Mr. Sawyer?
Yes, sir. Boy, it's the only way. Shots got to fall.
Yeah, yeah.
And Coach Spoh told his team, listen, take the open shot.
Just take it.
Just rise up and take the shot. We can live or die with whatever y'all shoot. Shoot the ball.
Is this a true signal of the shifting of the NBA court culture with the introduction of more European players and this three-pointer game? Is this game here with the Heat, you know, pulling up one off against the Celtics, a clear indicator in a shift in playing?
Oh, well, the Celtics been throwing up trees for the last couple of seasons. Mm-hmm. And they live and die with that, you know.
I find
every game, so it is what it is. It is what it is. Steph Curry is the if you want to say blame, he's to blame for this because he shoots maybe 2,000-3,000 three-pointers after a game.
Mm-hmm.
As
just
a practice,
yeah.
You know, so when he throws up the ball, everybody believes they can just throw up a ball like him and it can go in. No, man, he practices these off-the-wall, off-ball, logo type of three-pointers.
All right,
This has nothing to do with luck.
Mr. Sawyer,
nothing to do with practice.
We got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey.
Morning.
Aaron Gray, morning, Sawyer.
Hey, morning.
Yeah, before I get to my heat, Aaron Green, I Bremen call about 66 steps somewhere around here.
Well, no. I think he's talking about a different set of steps, eh? From Masons to Fort Fincastle. I when he started speaking, I pictured a pair of steps I know in the back of my Grammy house, in the back there, on the top of it.
Okay, I think they did some work.
Yeah, they just renovated the 66 steps.
Yeah,
they just renovated the 66 steps, that area there.
Yeah, I hope they continue that. I like that. I think it's supposed to be a marketing place.
Yeah, it's cool. I don't think that our government should have to rely on Atlantis to refurbish, renovate, manage, or operate that place. Our government is supposed to have the capacity and the resources available to it through diligent budgeting and forecasting to ensure that there are always resources available to maintain the most important historic spots in the Bahamas, and not because we could make money from tourists on it.
Right, we should continue that because they're talking about the tower. I think the government should lead the way in that area.
Right, like here's an activity, something that we could do there, but especially with cruise tourists that come off with your exercise crew, your people who wherever they go, they look to exercise in the morning. We could have all kind of competitive obstacle and sporting activities right there using the 66 steps as a part of the obstacle, you know, or a part of the race.
Or breathe or meditate or study.
I know, but we're talking sports today, so I think in a way
it's
a sport.
I got to put that in there too. But yeah, I want to get the sports. The Heat look good. I'm Sawyer boy.
You can put Sawyer in problems.
One thing about the Heat now. Mm-hmm. One thing about the Heat. They can always give you a run for your money in the playoffs. That's the team that the Celtics most didn't want to see. I don't care what any of them on the team have to say. It's the team they most didn't want to see.
And they beat them without Jimmy Butler.
Okay,
can you imagine Jimmy come back?
Okay.
Yeah, imagine if Jimmy come back with a prime. It's over for the Celtics.
Oh, it's definitely over. Not only the Celtics.
You know the type of confidence that they have when he decide he could put him his hair for the playoffs?
That's right.
Okay.
And they ain't do this yet.
Yeah, they did, but they're hanging on by a thread.
I declare them gone, man.
Nope. I think that's unfair.
I think
that we only give credence to Sawyer's critique that we are just LeBron haters if we say that it's over for the Lakers, even with 3-0 against the Nuggets. I could give you that, Sawyer. I could give you that.
Yeah, see, everybody's watching LeBron. Everybody watching the series. Nobody wants to discuss anything. Now, to answer the caller that had something to say a bit earlier, but why it is I need to address why LeBron can't seem to beat the Nuggets. They bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
This time right now. But LeBron them have to, they got to come with everything. Like, they got to throw literally the kitchen sink at the Nuggets and hopefully, it'll start with one.
Yeah, this has to be AD's best playoff ever. He has to have his best performance ever in his career.
He has had some good ones over the years. He's definitely had a healthy season this year.
Yeah.
You know, relatively speaking, you know, he played the majority of his games. But it goes and so when LeBron is what 0-10 mm-hmm. last 11 games against the Nuggets. Jordan was 0-13 against the Celtics in the '80s. No one discussed that when Jordan couldn't get past the Celtics, when Jordan couldn't get past the Pistons, when Jordan had to wait for Magic to come there with just Magic because James Worthy and Byron Scott was injured mm-hmm. to win a ring. No one wanted to discuss that.
No, man, that's old talk. Listen, I have a texter here that said, listen, that Clippers Mavs game was off the chain.
Yeah,
50, and the texter said, let's say thank you to Buddy Hield for obviously organizing a case of Conk Salad for the Clippers.
Yeah, because Embiid had 50 last night.
Yeah.
He played well last night, boy. Jesus. Physical game.
Clippers and Mavericks at 1-1. Thunder and Pelicans at the top of the conference bracket.
Why aren't we discussing the fact that the Suns are getting beat? Why are we discussing that Kevin Durant is also down 0-2? He ain't win a game in the playoffs. This is changing of the guard, though. You know,
without a doubt. LeBron
down 0-2. Durant down 0-2.
Warriors not in it at all?
No, Warriors ain't in it at all.
Harden carrying on bad. This is changing the guard for real.
Yeah, because it's been like 10 years straight that you can count on Braun and Steph mm-hmm. and KD to be in the playoffs. You can count on them three for the last 10 years, easy.
And now there's big doubt. Timberwolves versus Suns 2-0. Nuggets and Lakers 3-0 in the Eastern Conference. Knicks versus 76ers 2-1. 76ers pulled it out. Bucks versus Pacers 1-1. Let's run through the WNBA draft. Oh, let's go to this caller first, and then we're going to run through the WNBA draft quickly. Producer, let's go to the phone line. I'm ready. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. You hear me?
I can hear you. I think Sawyer can hear you as well.
Why are you trying to find excuses, man, for LeBron, man?
I'm finding no excuses, man. Everybody loves to pick on LeBron, but nobody picking on KD.
Pick on LeBron.
Come on, man. Pick on the Warriors.
The NBA.
Pick on these fellas, too. That's what I say.
Are you putting on the fellas that LeBron is the main star in the NBA right now?
So call,
I just glad to hear it come out of your haters' mouth that LeBron is the star. I just glad to hear it. Finally.
Yeah,
now we can have common ground. Now talk.
They gave him the more, you know? Did I mean?
You said the Lakers going home tomorrow.
I'm 24/7 all day, every day on ESPN, every day. So
where do you go home tomorrow? The ratings for the NBA playoffs go down.
Did I mean? You all need to blame him for certain things. He made when he had 7 turnovers in game one. You all need to open that.
Seven turnovers?
But guess what?
Who are you pulling for? Who are you pulling for?
Who are you pulling for in the NBA?
I think
he's fine too.
He's fine too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I understand the energy now. I understand the energy. So, caller, just one thing. So, you're saying that the fans need to take on some Charles Barkley energy? And realize that if LeBron is the king, then he got to take the chafing. Oh, call it gone. I can put that one out there.
I just want to ask him how long he been a Heat fan. Because, you know, he sounds like he's a Dwayne Wade from them days kind of fan.
Ah.
But you ain't no real Heat fan if you can't tell me who the first pick for the Heat was when the Heat was an expansion team back in 88.
Oh, boy.
The first pick was Ronnie Zeigler. Let's go there if he was a real Heat fan, man.
There you go.
Hey, but anyway.
There you go.
Everybody just went, get all on LeBron, and I'm glad to hear him say it. That's the star of the NBA. That is a bona fide superstar who's done it the right way on and off the court. And the only thing they just look for reasons to get on my boy. I don't understand that.
Instead
of y'all witness greatness and realize you ain't never see another player with the vision of Magic, with the skill of Scottie, and the speed of Iverson, wrapped up in one player. You ain't gonna never see that again.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. I mean, the closest thing I believe that can come to that can be Wemby. When Wemby put on a little 30 pounds of muscle.
At least.
Other than that, people said that Embiid was gonna be the answer. what we were tanking for Embiid, right? Remember that?
Yes.
When Embiid was supposed to be the truth? He was with his great answer to Philly?
Yes. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Get these calls in before we transition to WNBA. Good morning, caller.
Hey, hey, Bob again. Hey, yeah, Eric, so I know Ronnie Stanley is the first drop in the NBA.
Good no? stuff. Good
I
stuff.
I know yeah. this, man. I know.
If, how you know that? Did I tell you that? How you know that?
Oh, no, no, no. I know that long time. I used to live in Miami, bro.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, all right.
I
cool,
never done
cool.
this.
Thank you,
cool.
caller.
All right.
Absolutely.
Cool.
He put the provenance on that, sir. He used to live in Miami. Let's go
yeah,
to the next
fine.
Caller.
Yeah, fine. It's a little day, you know, someday. Right.
Good morning, caller. And thank you, producer. I just don't want to drop Sawyer's yeah. call accidentally. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Morning, Aaron. How are you? Sawyer, what's going on?
Everything good, brother. What's going on?
Man, everything good. I'm with you, boy. I agree to everything what you say, boy. I used to LeBron fan, too. I used to Lake Ada, but I used to LeBron fan. I agree with you, man. But Ole ain't showing up on him, man. In fourth quarter, he missed too much shots, man.
Boy, yeah,
he gets,
yeah,
and if he gets sweep 2 years back to back from the same team, that ain't gonna look good on his resume, boy. That ain't gonna. He better do something tomorrow night.
I'd be scared
boy,
to be in the locker room.
His resume is such a glowing one that they looking for any reason. Watch it after this. Let's say he does lose tomorrow or lose in game five. You know what the next talk can be? Oh, well, LeBron ain't never win a gold medal unless he had Kobe on the team. Because he got a broad. They're always looking for ways to pull the man down.
Yeah. So,
when you win a championship with three different teams, man, and things like that, that's then a lot of players ain't never do that. But, yeah, man, but I think LA in trouble, though.
I got
think
a question.
LA in trouble and,
I got a question
and,
for both of you.
Misty Gulfin, I hear you say you can get on me 4 o'clock, man, for being a LeBron fan. But you say heat, I say heat, man. You say Dulfin and I say Dulfin, Misty.
You can't be
arguing. Come on, break, man. And Gabriel, who called us now? Take your time. Say good morning first and everything to the people before you start running on, man. You're my boy. You're a Miami fan. But take your time.
Caller.
Give Aaron and Sawyer a little more respect than that.
Caller, I got a question. I got a question for both you and Sawyer right now.
Okay, go ahead.
What an obvious demotion of LeBron, right? Like the three sweeps, the two sweeps back-to-back, same team, right? Less playing time. Would that be good for the league if players could see if LeBron could get demoted, right? If LeBron could fall off, if LeBron is performing at this level, I got to step my game up because I'm young, and if I can't perform at the level he's performing at now, that means I should realize any day I could get cut. Is that a
yeah,
good
I agree.
Thing?
I agree with you, Aaron. I got 21 years.
Yeah,
the man
can
do 21 years, man. I'm still even playing to that type. He much better than being around 21 years and could still play up to the standard like Woody playing, man. So, yeah, so for younger players, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And now tomorrow night, now I hope Scary Terry could be back. Now, if Scary Terry come back, we go up 3-1. We go up 2-1 on Boston, man. Boston fans, y'all start the panic, son. So let me let someone else get in.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man, y'all have a nice day, man. Yeah, so, yeah. We can reason, yeah. man. We can talk on Monday after. We see what goes on this weekend. Because plenty
yeah,
exciting
man.
Games this weekend, boy. Plenty exciting
very,
games
very,
this weekend.
Very,
yeah.
very.
All right,
much.
Aaron. Have a nice day.
You too. Enjoy yeah. this weekend. BPL, now, you better make sure these gentlemen and ladies could enjoy their NBA weekend. It's going to be a lot of positive energy around the place. So let's transition quickly to the WNBA draft. Just looking at the first round picks. Of course, Caitlin Clark, first pick, Indiana Fever. Second pick, Cameron Brink at 6'4", LA Sparks. Third pick, Camila Cardosa, 6'7", Chicago Sky. Rekia Jackson, 6'2", in fourth pick, LA Sparks. J.C. Sheldon, 5'10", Dallas Wings. She's a short girl. I could almost touch the top of her head. Sixth pick, Aaliyah Edwards, a familiar name from the NCAA championship. 6'3", Washington Mystics picked her up. Our friend Angel Reese, seventh pick at 6'3", Chicago Sky. I just want to make a point that I didn't think she was 6'3".
But listen to me. I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
At eighth pick, Alyssa Pilley, 6'2", Minnesota Lynx. Ninth pick, Carla Liete, 5'9", Dallas Wings. 10th pick, Lila Lacan, 5'11", Connecticut Sun. Was interesting.
Cardoso and Reese now are teammates.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, oh yeah, they can play well. I think they can play well together.
They can play well together. They can play well together.
But listen, these two.
And those are 6'7", man.
The two of the three shortest women in the first round, picked in the first round, are from France.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the game of basketball is the international one now.
Oh yeah, then so, 11th
so
pick
that's
is.
That's not even playing like it ain't.
Right, I mean, Jonquel Jones. She's still Bahamian at heart. She's doing well. 11th pick, Markeisha Davis, 6 foot. She went to the New York Liberty with our friend Jones.
Yeah.
And Naya Du Puoch, 6'1", Atlanta Dream, and she's from Australia. So that's the first round.
The game is global, man. The game is global.
Absolutely. And we say congratulations to Caitlin Clark. She did it. She said she would.
Yeah,
she did it.
She did a lot to revive the game of basketball on the women's side.
Yeah.
Did a lot. She did a lot.
Absolutely.
She did a lot for Iowa, you know, and...
And she's going to do a lot for the WNBA.
Huh?
She's going to do a lot for the WNBA as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Hopefully she takes her talent to the WNBA.
All right. Now, a quick basketball question before we transition to Regatta time again. Chris Middleton joins Giannis. That's the Greek freak, right?
Yeah.
On Bucks.
Yeah, man, on the injury list, yeah.
Injury
list. He may not play next game.
What does this do for the Bucks' chance this year?
But boy, I mean, hopefully it's one game is he down and Dame could do what's necessary to keep them afloat. Till they come back game, you need to score about 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
At the very least.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you very, very much, sir. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to this weekend's games as well. We know World Athletic Relays is on its way. The Bahamas announced its team last week. We didn't get a chance to get, I don't think we got a chance to get to that story. We've ratified a 27...
That's a big team, sir.
27-member team.
That's a big team.
Yeah,
big names on the team, few names not on the team. But
yeah, we find that Terrence Jones, Anthea Charlton, Wanya McCoy, Javonia Valcour, Denisha Cartwright, and Quincy Penn, some of our top squad members, are unable to be a part of our World Athletic Relays team because of contractual obligations resulting from their collegiate experience, right?
Right.
So they're unable to come. One of the questions I want to put to the representatives from the World Athletic Relays is World Athletics lobbying, advocating for, on behalf of athletes, coaches, and maybe even nations, a shifting of that policy, right? Is anybody talking to U.S. and North American universities and colleges about relaxing or changing the rules about participation in international events like World Athletics? Because smaller countries like ours are obviously disadvantaged, right? We have a smaller pool of athletes to pull from. But we're going to be participating in 4 of the 5 relay events. We're going to do the men's, the men and women's 4x1, the men's 4x4, and the mixed 4x4. And of course, we're not running the women's 4x4 because 2 of our best 400 competitors, Javonia Valcour and Quincy Penn, are unavailable to compete.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So now, so that gives that. At least it's at a disadvantage, like you said. It's
right. It's about timing. And of course, I am not gonna encourage any athlete to leave their collegiate academic program to pursue professional sports. Particularly if you are at the end of your collegiate journey, right? You're coming close to getting that degree.
So you need to wrap it up and finish first.
Right, absolutely. So let's call off the names of our team members in the 4x1 relay. Camille Rutherford, Devin Charlton, Printasia Johnson, Jemiah Nabi, Cheyenne, Demerit, Nia Richards, Charisma Taylor, and Pedria Seymour. The men's 4x1 relay pool consists of Samson Colebrook, Somali Farrington, Ian Kerr, Carlos Brown, Deidre Clark, Blake Bartlett, Jeremiah Adley, and Warren Frazier. The men's 4x4 relay, Stephen Gardner, Alonzo Russell, Wendell Miller, Zion Shepherd, Deidre Clark, Zion Miller, Levine, Joseph, and Shaquem.
Boy, I know Paul Zion Smith. Miller. Boy, I know him, mommy and Rami. Boy.
Listen, tell them they must film themselves watching the race.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Well, they're coming in town from Freeport. They're coming for that.
All of this is footage to use to build the promotional content.
Yeah.
And to build the team content. You are as much a part of his team as anybody else. You all film that. Okay, we're not finished with this list yet. Oh, I think we are finished with the list because those people will make up the, some of those people will make up the mixed relay team as well. The team leader is David Charlton. He's going to be assisted by coaches Sean Miller, Pauline Davis-Thompson, Ramon Miller, and Tyrone Burroughs. Team doctor, Dr. Sandeep Gowd. Chiropractor, Dr. Philip Clausen. Physiotherapist is Bernique Hanna. Massage therapist Nick Morley and Nancy Clausen, and team chaperone is Miriam Stapleton. There will be 32 national teams in each relay event, 20 races on both days of competition. On day one, which will qualify 40 teams for the Summer Olympics, there will be 20 heats across the five Olympic events, four heats for each event. The top two teams from each heat will directly qualify for the Olympics on day two. An additional 30 national teams will qualify for the Olympics. Now, listen, I want you all to know this is an Olympic event. I'm not saying that it's a part of the Olympics, but this is a qualifier. You can't get to the Olympics but through this door for the relays. And so remember that and start buying your tickets ASAP.
Yeah, who knows? You might see a world record broken right here in the Bahamas.
Exactly. And that is excitement. You can imagine if your face is captured in the crowd and that footage is used in videos across the world. All right, all right, all right. So we're going to say congratulations to Carifta medalist Lanesha Lubin. She signed a contract for a full ride scholarship for the University of Albany. We say congratulations to the long jump and triple jump athlete plans to study sports medicine at the Division I school. Congratulations. I got a couple of little stories here. We got time to get to regatta. Judoka Xavier Johnson, fifth. Day before yesterday's Tribune. After getting off to a fast start with some huge victories, Xavier Johnson faltered down the stretch and ended up fifth in the junior segment of the Pan American Judo Championships and the Oceania Judo Championships in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The joint
that is nothing to sneeze at. Coming fifth, being it's your fifth best.
Yes,
right
you,
now
you fifth best.
Congratulations!
Right, it is a part of the International Judo Federation World Tour and a qualification for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Johnson, who along with Andrew Munnings will be representing the Bahamas, competed in the junior 66-kilogram class, where he won his first three matches days ago. Johnson is hoping that he can make amends to his overall position in the seniors. So he's also competing in the seniors. We say congratulations, Xavier. Want to make this point? SAC sweeps two divisions at Flag Football High School Tournament. They swept
both
of the divisions.
Yeah, let's move on.
Under 14 and over 14. They beat Kingsway 22-8. They beat QC 24-6. There were 11 teams participating, including Doris Johnson, C.V. Bethel, and Windsor.
Let's move on. We ain't going to talk about SAC no more. Let's move on.
Okay, then. Let me just say this quickly. Congratulations, SAC. Isaiah dominates rowing. Isaiah Ellis, fast becoming the top rower to watch in the country, had a spectacular showing at the Nassau Rowing Club's Lake Cunningham Classic on Saturday in Lake Cunningham. Ellis, an 11th grade student at Windsor School Rowing Club, won all of the races he participated in to earn the top spot in the Classic that was held between Windsor School The Nassau Rowing Club, Lyford Key, and King's College. The women's singles was won by Sasha Moxie, and the team is led by Rob Gibson, three-time Canadian Olympian. He's now teaching rowing in the Bahamas, especially at Windsor School. Another.
And you know what, I just realized?
Yeah.
The only team to beat the Lakers in the playoffs the last 2 years is the Nuggets. No other team in the West is good enough.
You see,
no other team can beat the Lakers.
You see the play, eh? You see
we
the play?
See it right there. So I don't want them to miss and fire our coach. I don't want them to miss and say that LeBron is not great, because if he was so dead and so weightless, why your team couldn't beat him?
That's like how the Bills beat the Dolphins. It don't matter. They don't even have to open their eyes. They know they're going to beat the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Always count out of the W.
Yeah. So listen.
Sorry, by the way.
Two more.
Good morning, Moose Seymour. I understand you listen to, sir. And you're a good, die-hard Saudi fan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning from a real Miami Dolphins fan. Listen, Bahamas finishes fourth at Junior Davis Cup qualifiers. The Bahamas' trio of Gerald Carroll, Jackson McTaggart, and William McCartney finished fourth at the World Junior Tennis Junior Davis Cup Junior Billie Jean Cup North Central American and Caribbean Final qualifying tournament in Orlando, Florida. The Bahamas was locked into a three-way tie with Mexico and Canada, but came just a few sets short of advancing to the Junior Davis Cup Finals, scheduled for November. Ray Minus Jr. boxing show set for Saturday. This
I gained that.
Saturday.
When everybody has an exuma, I gained watch some boxing, man.
It's going to be a great time. The first Ray Minus Jr. boxing show under the theme, There's Always a Ray of Hope, is set for this coming Saturday at the National Boxing Gym at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. A number of boxing clubs in the country will be represented. Marvelous Marvin Smith and Valentino Knowles will make an appearance. The event gets underway at 6 p.m., We feel that this was very important because Daddy didn't get his flowers when he was alive, said daughter Rachel Minus Roll. She's one of the organizers of the events. If we remember, Ray Minus Jr. passed away on April 27th, 2023. He suffered a long battle with the rare and incurable neurological disease known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. Anyway, listen. Strikers Boxing Club, Aftershock Boxing Club, 7th Rank Boxing Club will be out there. Marvelous Marvin Smith will go up against Jacob Outlaw Stubbs. Ron, this is it. Rogers is set to battle Valentino Knowles. Lavario Lippy Minis will take on Kishno, 7th Rank Gorilla Major. I don't know who I would be more concerned about going up against. 7th Rank Gorilla or Lippy? I think Lippy got a surprise for you in that ring. Ricardo One-Shot Bethel will battle Leon Quiet Storm Bane. Anthony Psycho Woods will go up against Richard the Hammer Pitt. And Bernard Destroyer Roll will take on the challenge from Hensley Bruiser Penniman. And that's just a highlight. There'll be more fights. Entrance to the show is $20. And then quickly, sack set for Penn Relays. The Bahamas will be well represented at the 128th running of the Penn Relays set for this weekend, April 25th through 7th in Pennsylvania. SAC won 6 of the 8 divisions at the Bahamas National High School Track and Field Championship and will be sending 19 athletes and 4 teams to the Penn Relays. Of those 4 teams, 3 of them won the prize. Because of their success at the Nationals, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture is sponsoring their 3 winning teams. And I just want to make this point. SAC was the only Bahamian school to advance to a Championships of America final in 2023. Queens College Comets won the other relay prize for the Penn Relays. That's the under-20 boys 4x1 relays. SAC is sending the team for that category as well. So QC Comets, y'all stay on your toes. St. John's College, Queens College, Bishop Michael Eldon Warriors, Tabernacle Baptist Academy Falcons, and Jack Haywood High Wildcats out of Grand Bahama are also going to the relays. They'll be participating with 15,000 plus participants from high schools, colleges, and track clubs throughout North America and the Caribbean. Producer, when you get a chance, let's go to the phone line. And now let us talk regatta time again.
Well, we've been... One thing with this regatta.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on TV last night. They broadcasted regatta. So for those of you that taking these regattas to say that you can go there and you can step out on your spouse,
oh,
watch out for the cameras, eh?
This ain't no ghost move regatta no more.
Yeah, no. This ain't no.
No, no.
It is now nationally televised.
Listen, not just nationally televised. Did you know there's a National Family Island Regatta app?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And did you know that BTC is providing free Wi-Fi at the National Family Island Regatta this whole time?
Okay. Oh, boy. So nobody,
this is
nobody can say they was without data.
Right. This is no longer a ghost move regatta. None of them are. None of them are. We say thank you to all the sponsors and supporters of the regatta. A great place to find more information about the regatta, you can go to nationalfamilyislandregatta.com, or you can go to Facebook and look for their Facebook page, National Family Island Regatta. The updates are excellent. The team is pushing out information. There's the routes, there's the schedule of events, there's the team listings. All the information you want can be found between those two sites, their Facebook page and their website, nationalfamilyislandregatta.com. Now, at 12 o'clock today, Mr. Sawyer, you know what's happening?
What?
The second annual Minister's Challenge Race, scheduled for 12 p.m. today. It would be the second annual. Last year was the inaugural MPs Challenge Race. It was announced, it was held, the first one, at the 67th annual National Family Island Regatta. Amidst the naming of the new national sport or official sport of the Bahamas, sloop sailing. And so, I just have one request. You got to make the Minister's Challenge Race route longer and more arduous than the route of the regular sailors. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I asking for. I hope.
Oh, yeah, I can have a little upgrade.
Yeah. Well, something like that. And I hope that members across the floor, if the government intends on hosting this event, that members from across the floor join in, and that candidates from other political parties are enabled to join the event. If it's going to be a national event, let's make sure that it is a national event. Another quick story, Bahamas Sailing Association. Congratulations to Bahamian skipper Mark Holowesko with Bahamian crew Peter Vlasov, along with third man Christopher Berger, who had a great final day at the Alpine Cup in the 5.5-meter sailboat class, finishing second overall at the event after eight races. Fellow Bahamian Gavin McKinney finished eighth. Mark Holowesko with Peter Vlasov in New Moon won race three of the Alpine Cup in the 5.5-meter sailboat class in Lake Garda. Also sailing at the event again is Gavin McKinney, and he was in the John B. So we got Bahamians sailing all over the place right up and now. Right up and now. Let's go back to the National Family Island Regatta. And I just want to highlight this. In 2022, CBC, that's Caribbean Bottling Company, took their support for sailing up a notch with the introduction of the annual Gombe Punch Cup competition as a way to highlight sailing's cultural significance. The competition awards $5,000 to the overall top sailor across the best of the best regatta, the National Family Island Regatta, and Long Island Regatta. It's a testament to their corporate dedication to supporting local culture, they say, and I kind of agree. As sailors and regatta enthusiasts gear up to head to Exuma, Some of y'all are already there. Some of y'all go in there.
Some
for...
people are already there. Boy, this island just feel lighter. Traffic is different. People blowing the horn, letting you out the corner nice and smooth. Like half an hour, so, and it's over. Y'all go, please.
I saw an ad on Facebook, Mr. Sawyer. Somebody was renting a chair in their front room for $100.
Yeah, that's about right. That man sleep in jail.
Water and light included.
Yeah, of course.
Four walls and a roof included.
Yeah, man. Water, light, my little fan, everything included. Yeah, man.
Drop your bag and it's safe included.
Yeah, man.
That's all you need.
Exactly.
I say, listen, oh, this last note. Anybody coming back from Exuma in the next few days, you can't bring me one of them pizzas y'all be making down there, hey? Mr. Sawyer, they've taken that island rock oven culture and they turned it into pizza. You still there?
I still there.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great food. It tastes good, you know.
No. Their pizza is excellent. I know people who order pizza from Exuma and have it sent up on the boat.
I am told it's great.
Yeah. I am really excited about my next chance to get down to Exuma. Now, Mr. Sawyer, we got a couple of minutes left. Let me get to the text line. Text says, if the Lakers lose, if they get swept, if they're knocked out in this first round, someone's getting fired. But trust me, I don't think it's going to be LeBron.
I don't think it's going to be the coach either, because this is the only team that has beaten them. In the last 2 years, the Warriors can't beat them, the Kings can't beat them, the Pelicans can't beat them,
yeah,
and the Thunder can't beat them. They are not beaten by any other team in the West. So the pecking order right now as it stands, when they come back from 3-0, is the Nuggets on top and the Lakers second.
Yeah.
That's the pecking order right now. The Lakers did everything they could in game 2 to try to secure the victory, but in the end, by that last second shot by Jamal, was a dagger. I understand. Well, that's the game.
I think the Lakers have to fire somebody if they get swept or kicked out in this first round.
They can fire nobody. They can retool the team. But I don't believe they should fire the head coach.
No. I mean, letting go of players.
Head coach, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean letting go of players. I don't think players in this Lakers squad right now should rest on the same laurels that LeBron can rest on. I don't think they can put the blame on LeBron if they lose. I think that's a bad idea, and it's a bad look, and it's a poor analysis, right? I think if this Laker team got rid of Westbrook, they prepared to get rid of anybody but LeBron.
LeBron and AD are the cornerstones right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting rid of those two. Everybody else, I believe, is a bit interchangeable. Maybe not Austin Reeves. Maybe not Rui Hachimura.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those four. Maybe those four.
All right, I got another question. Another question here for you. Kai Jones. Signed.
He played for the Clippers. Not on the quarters yet, but
yeah.
He's suited up.
Do you think he's going to get any court time?
If the Clippers need him, yes. If not, then he's available in case of injury.
Yeah.
He's available in case of a blowout, whether they're getting blown out or the Clippers are doing the blowing out. And hopefully Coach Ty will see something in him on the court to say, you know what, maybe we should run him a little bit more next game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. They're in the midst of a dogfight right now against these Mavericks, though.
Yeah, they got to work very hard against them. They had to work very, very hard against them. Buddy is playing with the Sixers. They are 2-1. Is this a clutch series? Is this a clutch playoff for Buddy? Does Buddy have to prove his value at this point to remain in the NBA? Or does he have a good 2-3 years minimum left?
This is first time in the in NBA playoffs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped it in 2016. This is first time. No man, let the man play some ball. He doing okay. I watched him last night against the Knicks. He had to keep up with Jalen Brunson. He was running up and down the court. Campaign came in, hit some clutch 3-point shots in the second quarter, kind of kept Buddy on the bench at that point, you know, because Cam Payne, I mean, I don't know if you remember him, but he was nicknamed Payne in the rear end in the 2021 NBA Finals. He played with the Suns back then, and he was a real thorn in the side of Chris Middleton and, oh, God, I forget what the little boy name. And a fellow from the Celtics.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Drew Holiday.
Is it completely wild and unreasonable to think that an NBA team sign Kai to keep him out of the Olympic qualifiers for Team Bahamas?
I don't think it goes that deep. I don't think it goes that deep. And
because if he were that big of a threat on the court, they would be playing him right now, right?
Exactly.
And from their thinking.
Yeah, man, he'd be on the court. He'd be on the court doing some meaningful production. And he'll be back, you know.
Yeah.
He'll be back on the court.
Now, earlier in the show, you were dissing up the Suns. Like, you forget our boy Eric Gordon played for the Suns.
No, man. I'm not forgetting that our boy plays for the Suns. I'm trying to remind people, hey, KD plays for the Suns, too. Remember, that's a bona fide superstar.
Yeah.
That's somebody that's supposed to be this big, bad
He's LeBron supposed to perform
killer.
Every
he
time.
He beat LeBron in the finals when he had the opportunity in 2013. Okay, let's go there. Let's go there if y'all won't go there now. You know, KD was up 3-1 against the Warriors and lost in 7.
Yeah.
LeBron was down 3-1 against the Warriors and came back in 7. Let's talk now. Oh.
Listen, I got one last text to end the show with, Mr. Sawyer. I think you may appreciate this. From our days back at the spot. It says, Aaron, what's your boxing name again? I think it might be a good idea to give all MPs a boxing name just so we know what to expect. Like, political garbage, Ben Johnson. I was out of town, roll. This my sweetheart, Bane. And the most famous, I need an adding machine, O'Malley. Well, we have the minister's challenge race and we have the politicians versus pastors. Basketball game. I don't know if I want these by them to be boxing each other though. I don't know.
I don't know about boxing, but we could run, we could swim, we could definitely play basketball.
Yeah, I you know what? I have a different perspective on this thing now. If politicians are going to be participating in these sports and drawing resources from the general sporting pool, then they must participate in every sport. We need them to have a swimming race, too. We need them to have a road walking race, a race walking championship. We need them to participate in everything. And hopefully, we can drive these healthy, positive cultures from the top down. Thank you for that. Mr. Sawyer, thank you for joining me this morning. To the audience, listening, the listeners, the callers, the texters, thank you very much. And for those who were hoping...
All of the Laker fans out there, keep hope alive.
In solidarity. Keep hope alive.
To all LeBron fans out there, well, you understand, this ain't the end, man. This ain't the end. Always remember, only the Nuggets can beat us. The Nuggets can beat us. Not even the Warriors can beat us.
There you go. I want to say just to the listening audience who was expecting a conversation on the Crifton Bahama Games audit, although this conversation rests in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, I realized that the conversation emanating for the notes are not about sports at all. So I didn't want to talk about it today. You guys have a wonderful weekend. It's full of activities for all of us. I can find you wherever you are.
Yeah, let's go watch some boxing, man.
Yeah, I can put the LeBron signal up, and I know you can find me wherever I am.
Oh, you know that. You know, just put up the sign that says, witness greatness.
There you go. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.